Oh, you know what?
Hey guys, join me in the closet. It's 7 minutes in heaven.
Welcome in, folks. This is 7 minutes in heaven. That's right. It's not about sex. It's about sports. Sorry about that. We got everybody in the house tonight. Jose, Chase, Chris, Jason. They're all fucking here. They're all excited about talking about sports.
They're all fucking here.
They're all fucking here. Anyways, guys, thank you so much for joining us. We got a fucking nice little titty tatty of fucking shit to talk about. Okay, Jose, you good?
Jose,
hey, man.
You good?
You said titties.
The closer we get to baseball season, the hornier Jose gets. Speaking about baseball, the official Chase Kiss of Death has reached the Florida State Seminole baseball
Thanks
team.
Thanks a lot, Chase.
Thank you, Chase McDaniels.
Y'all still do not know what that term means.
Season run,
also, also you know what? You know what came to me? Because, man, Jason really pushes that kiss of death hard. And I just realized why.
Hard.
It's to deflect from the fact that he had the ultimate kiss of death moment.
Oh, wait a
out
second.
Out of everyone on this podcast.
Play that clip, Chase.
Why would I have a clip
run the
of that?
Clip?
I don't know.
You seem so confident.
Like, what?
Which kiss of death are we talking about, Jason?
The one that cost the Packers the Super Bowl.
Oh, he didn't. That wasn't on the podcast. That was in a chat.
Why would that have to be on the podcast?
I thought you said on the podcast. I apologize on that. That's on me.
Of all the members of the podcast.
I wouldn't. I mean, yeah, it was.
That is the definition of the kiss of death. Are you serious?
Nobody here has killed a grocery store chain owner with the kiss of death like you have, Chase. Killed literally, Trader Joe's died because of you. You murdered
fucking
him.
Traitor.
I don't know what's happening right now.
I don't know either. But
that was when this all originated. I'm pretty sure was the kiss of that one, the Trader Joe's.
Back in the day.
What are we talking about?
I have
Can
no
somebody
idea.
Tell
remind
us?
Me of this?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. No, remind me of what's happening, please.
I have no idea what's happening.
Somewhere between episodes 30 and 50, Chase complained about Trader Joe's, and then the Trader Joe, died the next day.
Wow.
Holy
Unbelievable.
Shit, Chase. Murderer.
Unfucking.
Killed him. Fuck
I love Trader Joe's. I'm shocked I complained about Trader Joe's.
Anymore. Well, you don't love him anymore. He's fucking dead.
You were complaining about the parking lot because the parking lot's
Oh, it's awful. It still is. Yeah.
Chase
still
you
is.
Have a really good memory. I'm very impressed.
He killed.
killed Trader
killing
Joe's.
The guy. He's like, I would never say anything about Trader Joe's. And I was like, the parking lot. Oh, the parking lot sucks.
That's not him, though.
Stop.
That's not Trader.
You're going to kill his son.
He was
not
like,
traitor.
Hey, we're going to have smaller parking lots.
Trader. His friend's name is Trader. It's not Trader.
Yeah, Trader.
Yeah,
Trader. His last name is Joe's.
Yeah.
His name is Trader. Coulombe.
Well, baseball got their ass kicked against Clemson, and then basketball rosters already kicking. Is that what it says?
Yes. So we got swept.
Yes.
Goddamn swept. Mm. Swept right out of fucking
blue multiple.
I was
going to
say, not just
leads.
Swept, but blew a lot of leads. That was the worst part.
For sure. Offense looked great. Starting pitching, hit or miss. Bullpen. Bullpen was terrible. It's that simple. I mean, what gives me hope about this baseball team is the fact that most of the people in the bullpen right now are freshmen. They should
hope for what?
They should in theory
down
get better.
The road?
No.
They're gonna get better in the next 4 months.
You're not
months,
the same. Yes, you 100% get. I'm not saying they're gonna be fucking all stars, but yes, are you telling me throughout an entire baseball season, a freshman in college that just came from high school doesn't get any better? That's what you're telling me.
It does get better, yeah,
for sure.
But to the point where we're giving up fucking grand slams.
Oh, it's terrible.
It's not good.
It was awful, for sure. But I'm saying, would you rather all these
Did
be like
cry?
Redshirt seniors and this is what they are? Like, if this is redshirt seniors doing this, then yeah, we're fucked, man, because this is what they are. They're not going
to
get any better.
Silver lining, I agree.
For sure.
But
Their FSU's offense is still legit. Cam Leiter walks, bro. What are we doing, dude? Walks and hit by pitches are what fucking killed us. That's what pisses me off more than anything. Like, when we are up, what was it, 9-1 in game two?
Bro, that hurts your feelings.
And it was like walk, hit by pitch, home run, walk, hit by pitch, single, dropped pop-up, grand slam. Like, that's the shit. Make them, when you're up 9-1, make them fucking hit the ball. They had two legit hits.
I think they had two hit legit the ball, like over the goddamn two. Fence is where they hit it.
They had two legit hits to get them eight runs.
So you like, said what? Too legit. Anybody else hear it?
Too legit.
I got it.
Too legit.
Too legit.
Like, you cannot walk. You cannot walk and hit batters with an 8-run lead in the ninth inning.
I'm so right. Glad not, that you got that part, Kev.
It is a recipe for disaster, and Florida State over the weekend did have disaster. The good news is, if you were to have good news, Clemson's a top five team in the country.
And it was on the road.
And, I mean, sure.
I mean, it was, yeah.
We were set up to win two out of those three games, so we definitely should have won. But, you know, we didn't. So let's see how they do. They do face Florida, I believe. Is that over?
No, Tuesday.
Oh, right. What's today?
Tomorrow. Monday. I think they face them in Jacksonville.
On Tuesday.
Which would be today, the day that the show drops.
Okay.
No, that's not where
still
I was
before
going.
Before the game?
That's not where I was going.
And
I
it would
it was
still
tonight.
Drop before the game.
Yeah, so go Noles. Hopefully we beat the Gators because Gators not having the best year. So it'd be
especially in the midweek.
Well, you know.
That's where they've been dropping most of their games. So.
Didn't they beat LSU? Sure.
Yeah, but not in the midweek. That's what I'm saying. They've been struggling in the midweek, Florida has. The weekend is when they tend to like actually win series. I think FSU will bounce back, though.
Struggling in the midweek.
Thank you,
basketball
Kevin. I don't
rosters.
Know why that was so funny.
Basketball Every roster transition. Already changing. What does that fucking mean? I don't even know what that means.
It means two players have already left. We already got two players at the portal.
Who left?
We already, yeah. Deontay Green and Primo Spears both left, which honestly... Bah. Yeah, I don't give a shit. They can both leave. Neither
this
one.
Is that's like that's gonna be like the fifth school for Primo.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's a problem. If you've been to every school every single year and you've had to leave, you're clearly the problem. It's not
he's a decent player,
he gave me Caleb Mills vibes, and Caleb Mills is not a team player at all. He just
he gave me Caleb Mills vibes too.
I thought he was going to be a better version. I thought he was going to be a better version of Caleb.
Jay,
Mills,
what about you, Caleb Mills fan?
He's about the same.
I don't know who the fuck that is.
I love your honesty. Fair enough. Yeah, and Deontay Green, that's no surprise. He didn't do shit after like three games, so he did.
Yeah.
They did sign.
Benched.
Yeah, he was trash. They signed Daquan Davis. They brought in a four-star.
Let's go.
Four-star point guard, so.
Okay.
Let's go. They brought him in from where?
Is he a top 100 player?
Was he a high schooler? Is he a transfer? What are we talking about?
He's a transfer. He was a former Providence recruit. He had offers from Mississippi State, Georgia Tech.
Wait, so he's
Tech,
not on a team? He was not on a team? He transferred?
Let's see. I don't know where he came from. I just saw the tweet. He came in. I'm not sure where he came from.
He's in, folks.
He's in. He's locked in. He's all in.
Locked in. All in. New blood. Hashtag new blood.
Let's calm down with that. Let's calm down.
I'd like to get a couple, more ready-made transfers.
Oh, I mean, there's going to be more. There's going to be more action. That's just the start.
Maybe a three-point shooter or two would be great.
At what time do we just knock this roster down and restart, rebuild?
That's what they're
pretty much what we're doing right now.
Starting with the coach.
Starting with the coach.
You're going to go through another year. He's not getting fired. I'm telling you right now. He has 1 year on his contract.
I think they would have already done it if they were going to do it.
Exactly.
I agree. I mean,
so he's around for one more year. They're going to basically tell him this is your last year. That's not a swan song. I didn't tell them to keep him.
Swan song.
Chris, would you have fired him if you had a choice?
Right now?
If you had the at the end of the year, I mean.
At the end of the year? No, I don't think I'd fire him. With 1 year left, I'm not going to fire you for that. I'll let you coach your last year.
What is it? Why?
What's the fucking point? Legacy? Like, you haven't done dick shit.
You're just setting the program behind another year.
Another goddamn year.
Starting now.
I won't say you're setting it
behind. Save yourself the money.
Florida State already doesn't care that much about basketball, and you have 1 year left, so you fire him, you're going to pay him out, and then you're going to try to find a new coach on top of everything else you're doing.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, Chris. What if they had a guy like, say, Missouri's coach? What if
Oh, they're going to bring Gates back? Yeah. Bye. Love you, okay. Leonard, but see ya. Kick rocks and bring Dennis Gates back if you could do that. But he's making SEC money. He's not coming back.
No, I know. I was just throwing out a hypothetical there. Well, like, to see where your line was. If you had a decent person locked in,
I would say he could go. But I don't think you have anybody that's going to lure him into Florida State.
Hear him out, guys.
Right. Come on now.
My boy. Who, when I was in college, this is the reason I went to Florida State games, was because my friend Bill, his brother played for Florida State. His name was Brian Hoff. All right, 3-point shooter. Fucking didn't get in the game a lot, but when he did, he made the 3-pointers. You know, he's now coaching. You know, for Windermere Prep, he is currently 4th consecutive FACA District 11 Coach of the Year. Finished runner-up in Class 3A overall Coach of the Year.
Kevin knew this all by memory, by the way.
Let's fucking streamline him right in there.
Yeah,
former player.
Let him get some college coaching experience.
I'm chilling. I'm not doing that at all.
He's got some players that have gone to college and been successful.
FSU has like multiple former like players and coaches that are head coaches in college basketball right now.
Luke Lausk. Jay's got to say something.
I'm just curious. I don't know shit about college coaches or anything, but. He won, 9 fucking games this season? Like, honestly, I feel like anybody can come in there.
That was the year before.
They went 17-16. Oh.
Yeah.
Even better.
This year they went
17-16.
Last year they lost.
And what was last year?
Correct. Nine games. You were correct about that.
9 games last year.
Okay. So, at this point, I feel like anybody can walk in and just, if you have 5 guys that know how to play basketball, they should be able to win at least you 5. You know what I mean? Like, I don't really think you need...
Well, we didn't have Boba T last year. All right, so...
Bless you.
This year we did.
Boba T?
I would love to get Luke, by the way.
Yeah, yes. I would have known. 100%.
That would be a slam dunk awesome. Hire.
Maybe we can bring Brian as an assistant coach?
Yes.
Start him
can
as
we
an
agree
assistant.
On that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Can we just... Let's make the team here, all right?
That's fine. I would be okay with that.
I'm with Jose. I think it was Jose that said it. You're just setting the school behind another year instead of just getting it over with.
I'll tell you, the school doesn't give a shit about basketball as it is, so that's
okay.
You're really
then
not
great point where you can just grab some kind of like up and coming like young dude that's like an assistant. They're like, I don't know if he's going to be good. Throw him in there. Let's see what happens, and you catch fire.
Yeah,
better
but is
than
he
what
in the NBA?
Done?
Right?
Yeah, but he's an assistant.
Yeah, I'm saying like it's not like just some bum off the street.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a great. I would love that.
He loves Florida State.
Yeah,
you know, you could talk him into it.
It's like a home team discount. Well, it's like when Juwan Howard, he was an assistant on the Heat, and he went and coached Michigan. Didn't work out. He just got fired. But I'm saying, like, to go back and coach the team you played for a lot of times brings that allure, even if it's going from the NBA to college, which theoretically is a step down. Like, I think, I don't know. I would reach out to him. I would 1,000% reach out
to
him.
I mean, they're pretty much going to spend all next year reaching out because the second after the year's over, they're going to be like, all right, peace, Leonard.
So next year's a wash. What are we fucking doing?
No, I don't say it's a wash.
Well, what concerns me most is like...
Goddamn wash.
Is if we're not reaching out to people right now, like what if Luke Laux does want to come back to FSU right now, but instead... He takes another position, you know, in the NBA. Like, what if he gets an opportunity to be a head coach in the NBA?
If Luke Laux calls and says, I want to coach Florida State basketball now, I think you say, goodbye, Leonard.
He's not going to do that, though. He's not going to force out his former coach, bro. There's no shot he would do that.
What if Miami calls and they're like, hey, we want you to be our head coach right now. Florida State's willing to wait on you. We're not. We need you right this second. And we know that you're the best fit.
That would be pretty upsetting if that happened.
Yeah, I'm just saying we're fucking risking by fucking taking another year, you know.
Yeah, I'm just telling you. Like, you got one more year with him.
Brian, come home.
Come home, Brian.
I'm not on that one.
This is the big one I've been wanting to talk about. I'm super excited. Let's talk about college basketball tournament.
Let's stay
baby.
On college basketball.
How are we looking? Do we have a bracket update by any chance? Okay,
We have a tie. No, we don't do that. no. So overall, there's a a tie for first place between Lifeger Standong, which that's I said this Paul. Before. Paul that Bauer. Is Paul, right? Yep. Thank that you. I was Bauer. Like, I swear to God, that's what I've that. Seen it. Yeah. You're welcome. And then we have FSU Seminole 1288 are both tied for first place overall. Going pretty impressive. And then if we're going to rank the cruise rankings, we've got here Angry we go. Co-host is at 450.
Good nice. Job. Chase, that's Chase.
That is Chase. And then we've got Chase's Orgy Room at 430. That's Jason.
Jason, great name.
You got to scroll down a little bit farther, and then you've got myself at 410.
Hell yeah.
And then Fire job, Hamilton Chris. With his champion is gone at 410.
Yeah, but my whole championship game is
gone. Who did, what was who your
Who was
well,
Kansas beating?
You know,
beating?
Like I was telling Chris, and I'm not going to be chastised here, okay? This is not
I just
want to
know who
was no, I'm not going to fucking have it, all right? Because every year, you guys.
Hey, you picked. I don't.
First
care.
Off, if you give me a fucking second to talk, okay? Both of go. You, shut the fuck up. Right? I do this shit for
every
fun.
Every year
right?
you do this.
I do this shit for fun. I'm not gonna fucking go and pick the goddamn number one overall seed to go all the way. It's boring. All right. Because what if it doesn't happen? Then I'm the guy that picked the guy. You know. And that's what I want to be. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So.
No shot.
Yeah, that's what happened.
No shot.
So I picked Kansas versus Auburn in the championship
oh,
game.
Oh, God.
You know yeah. Kansas is, like, leading scored in play, right?
I told yeah. him that. They
well,
were
look, we had a chance he was going to make it back a little bit later in the tournament. Well,
no, they came out before the tournament and said he's not playing in any
Well, they
games.
Didn't announce that, you know.
They did announce
that. They 100% said me. He was out.
You know how I know that? You know how I know that? Because I had Kansas in the Final Four until that was announced, and then I changed it.
That was one of the look, biggest stories
yes.
for them.
What I felt good about the base of the team, you know. The foundation.
Name two players.
Name one. Fuck two.
Name one player on our own fucking team. All right?
He doesn't know anybody on Florida State.
College basketball fan at the moment. Okay, until we fucking get our shit together, and then I'll be back on board.
When Hoff.
Why are you doing that with his last name? That's disrespectful.
I couldn't remember what his last name was.
Well, then don't start like, hesitate. Just say I don't know. Okay.
Or you could have just been like, "Yes, that's correct," instead of
yes,
being an asshole.
It is correct.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, we had 410 and 410. That's only four. Shocking. There's one missing. I don't. Jose, what's your name? Jose, where's your name? I don't
Jose,
see one.
Jose, which
here.
One is your name?
What is your name on this bracket? That's weird. I don't see any.
I'm Lifeger Standong.
That's weird. We already established that's Paul. That's
Paul.
So weird.
Nope, that's Paul.
That's weird. Again.
So
weird.
No, he is ESPN fan. What'd you say? 1488?
1488.
I'm ESPN fan 14-1298.
That's weird. I don't think that's true. So Jose's at zero, by the way. Jose's sitting at zero. Right
I was
now.
I was sick, and the day of.
Not
the day of.
It.
You could have did it a day, two, 3 days before. You could have did it. You could have did it afterwards.
Shame.
And still it's made anything?
For you to say this. When did you do your bracket? When did you do your bracket?
The day before?
You all did it hours
you
before.
You literally, literally every hours. Single person here, every single person here did it
yeah.
hours before it was due. Yeah.
But I wasn't sick, so if I was sick, no. I would have been like, if I feel no, like I'm starting
I'm
to get
six.
A little tummy ache.
I'm going to be sick tomorrow, so I think I'm going to go ahead and make sure that I submit my bracket today.
There you go. You got sure. a chance. Mm-hmm. Or you could just make it. You could have made it the day after and still entered it in, I think. I'm not sure.
Yeah, the game's locked once they start, so you could have you missed Thursday. You could have still done Friday.
You could have missed
See,
a game or two.
Nobody told me this. I don't watch this
I
crap.
Chris
I tell you
that.
This shit every fucking year. You just never also, listen. And I tell you this shit.
That is true.
You know,
I don't even think I did it last year.
Google.
I don't even think I submitted a bracket last year. I'm
I think you did.
Sure
I think you did as well. I think you did well.
Yeah. I thought you did pretty well last year.
Yeah.
I definitely did better than Kevin. I mean,
well, hey, sure. That doesn't take much, okay? So it didn't take much for you just to submit.
Yeah, if you closed, if you close your eyes and picked, you might, you would have had a good shot to beat Kevin this year.
There's a fucking button that says like "pick my picks" or something, isn't there? Like
auto
submit my
so,
picks.
Yeah, there is an auto.
Just fucking
yes.
did that. You didn't have to do nothing. But you know, some people have the fucking dick and balls to create their own picks, and some
dick
people
and balls
and sit at home. Crying because they got a coffee cough.
Cough.
This little coffee cough.
I got a coffee cough.
Oh, you tum tum hut. Oh, you got a little sweats. You got the hot sweats.
It really hurts.
It will.
So are we just gonna? So before we move on to the NFL, are we claiming that he's got to do the punishment regardless?
Yeah, he's got.
Yes.
In my opinion.
No.
Yes.
Listen.
Yes.
I will do a punishment. But you're not gonna absolve the loser. The point is that the loser does a punishment. I did not compete.
You didn't do it, so you're by default
that's
losing.
That's fine. I will happily do a punishment with whoever actually
ends up losing. You're you're the loser.
Bullshit. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think you're the,
that's
I think
the only
you
one.
You took the easy way out. No. You said I could have fucking not did it and did the same
Chase,
thing.
Chase, you're wearing a rainbow shirt. You're supposed to be an ally tonight, you fucking monster.
I know, man, but it's just for me. Kev literally lost back-to-back. Pick'ems because he didn't pick 1 week each year.
One week. If I missed 1 week, if we were talking about the football pick'em and I missed 1 week, I still have a chance to submit it the next week. That's not, you can't compare those things.
You could have submitted it the day after.
If there was, there's only 1 week here. There's only 1 week. Kevin missed 1 week during a 17 week season. So that's not even the same thing.
And it cost him everything.
Everything. What did it cost you?
Was it worth it?
Jason, I'd love to hear your opinion if you want to join in on the podcast.
I side with Jose.
Really?
What the fuck?
He just wants more content.
That's quite a curveball than what we've been talking about the past 3 days. Just want to throw it out there, but that's fine.
No,
you're fine.
Throw it in the group then.
You got to fucking do it for the pod. It's fine. It's good.
Put it in OnlyFans.
You asked me to talk, but you won't let me talk.
Please.
You asked me, and I said, what did you guys decide? Because I didn't realize you guys were talking about it in the podcast chat. And you said, Jose didn't really give his opinion. You guys kind of complained and said, blah, blah, blah. And I agreed. I said, 100% Jose should do that. But we never talked about the other guys on the podcast, if they should. After Jose bringing that up, I do think there should be two. Yes.
I think the exact comment was Jose lost.
Because what's the point of even looking at the scores or looking at the points or the standings?
When these things come around, I'm not going to do it.
Well, that's why you should have submitted it.
That's an argument. I'm not going to do it.
That's fine.
So
I'm saying
losing.
There's no point. There's no point of even looking at it anymore because now automatically Jose is going to be the one to do the punishment. So who fucking cares who loses?
You ever been taught a hard lesson before? You ever been taught a hard lesson? This is your hard lesson. You're getting taught right now.
How hard, Daddy? How hard?
You fucking
hard. You lost him. All he heard was
I'm gonna bend you over and spank your ass right now. Timing out.
How are you saying this is teaching Jose a lesson? He's already claimed that he's gonna do it. He's doing the punishment regardless. He's doing it with somebody.
Oh, I'll do it with him. No, you're gonna do it. You're the only one doing it.
You don't.
Obviously the only reason I want to do it
because
I'm the fucking losing.
Yeah, so by the way, chill out. Like,
but me and Kevin are both. Me and Kevin are both in last, and I was like, if I lose, I'm not doing it with him because I didn't lose. He lost. He didn't do it. I don't have to do it with him.
I fucking tried.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man.
I submitted a bracket.
Listen, I don't want to even try.
So,
hey,
yeah,
we're
I'm
okay with
it. That's not the same.
You're hook 'em horns. No, they lost,
bro.
Shelby,
too.
Yeah, they gone. That's bullshit. We put it to a vote in the group then. That's bullshit.
Yeah, fine.
I don't agree with that at all.
Put it to a vote in the fucking group.
Because I think that's trash.
I'm cool with that. It's going to end up being two, and then Kevin will complain even more. But
that's fine.
You're saying in the group in CTC,
you're saying.
I thought you were saying put it to a vote
excuse
in our group.
I'll say now. Whatever the group decides, I'll go with.
I will too. If it's wrong, it's bullshit, but I'll go with it.
But when you put it in the group worded as Jose is going to do the punishment.
We need a neutral person to fucking
I'll do it.
Bullshit. A neutral fucking
person to do it.
Then I'll word it. I'll word it the right way.
Yeah, I bet. Sorry. The guy that voted for that wants Jose.
Then Chase and Kevin can do it. Oh no, the one that's gonna fucking lose. Like, I'll word it and I'll let you guys approve it before I put it in.
I say we put it in ChatGPT and let him figure it out.
Fuck is that gonna do?
There's a neutral factor. They don't know what the
guys,
fuck's going on.
It's fine. I'll drink out of the glass dick. It's fine.
You don't get the choice.
What do we got?
It's given to you.
You'll eventually get this hole bigger on this glass dick, won't you?
Yeah.
Giggity. NFL, who put this in there? Via mayor. So
yeah,
I'm gonna let
Andy
read that.
Andy gave me that one.
And that's all we're gonna do is because I don't want NFL to sue us.
Yeah.
Yes, please. Let's not get it.
This could be big. The NFL tested optical tracking online to gain rulings at MetLife Stadium, Hard Rock Stadium, and at the Super Bowl this year. If there's support from NFL team owners, we could see the chain game become a backup as early as 2024.
It's about fucking time.
I have been talking about this for some time.
Dude, actually, I'll give you credit there. You have been, Jose.
How fucking ridiculous it is that like multi-million dollars. Here we go. NFL football, the best sports in the world. $1 billion industry. We have to figure out where the ball landed. Here come two old men with two sticks and a chain to figure out whether or not this is a first down.
And it's always awful.
We have games being figured out in soccer for the last couple of years now. Mm-hmm. And in tennis. With the technology that is working, why in the world are we still using the chain gang?
Tennis is working.
The goal line technology is working, whether it's in or out. Now, the whole, is that a penalty? Is it not a penalty? Is a whole different situation in soccer.
Well, that's more subjective. This wouldn't be subjective. That's the whole point of it.
Are we opening Pandora's box, though, to eventually just be fucking rid of these 80-year-old guys and completely taken over?
No, because there's so many subjective calls. That's the whole thing. Is like where the ball is spotted should not be a subjective call, because we're able to just pinpoint exactly where the ball is using technology. Whether something's pass interference or not is a little different. Like, that's a much more subject. Like, I don't think a computer can necessarily, like, a camera can necessarily determine it every single time.
No, this would be just for line to gain calls. So this would literally be for first downs or how many yards you ran. Yes. Like this, it's all that would be. And it might even move the game along quicker. Who knows?
100%. How many times have you been watching a game and the fucking ball, you're like, oh, that's a first down. And then they spot the ball like a full yard short. Yes. And you're like, wait a minute, so dude. That was a yard over the first down.
Jason, how many times did we text each other this year, terrible spot?
Oh, all the time. Yeah, all the time.
I think about the South Carolina game, too, years ago, where they, like, measured it, and the ball's clearly a first down, even with the measurement, or is clearly short, excuse me, even with the measurement, and they, like, go first down, and, like, the coaches are freaking out, pointing, like, look, it's got that much space in between. And, like, every time I see that... What, the moving the ball forward?
No, I think about the one where it was so close to the stick that they weren't sure that the ref pulled out an index card and was like, does this index card
between
the ball and the sticks?
That's
one.
Awesome.
We're figuring this out? Index cards?
I think there was one in high school where they like measured it was short and then the ref literally moves the ball like 6 inches up and then is like first down and like, wait, what? There's just no point for us to just like be like, yeah, he probably didn't get the first down when we have the technology.
So the tech they're using is the next gen stats that you guys see on the NFL. They always like the next gen stats show you
next
so
gen.
Right, they can like tell you your speed and stuff like that.
And so it's basically these RFID tags that are installed in the shoulder pads.
We use that in furniture as well, for the record.
Nice. And technology now is used, they're studying it to do this, but here's the thing that kind of blows my mind. This next gen stats technology doesn't necessarily translate directly to spotting the ball, which involves multiple factors, including when and where a player's knee, elbow, or otherwise determined body part is ruled down. But it does suggest that the NFL can do better. So it's not actually placing it on the ball, it's still on the player, which still tells me that's still fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care where you need to know where the player is, obviously, but you also need to know where the ball is. So,
well,
I agree with you.
Soccer has VAR that does that exact thing. It has one where it lines up where he kicked the ball from, and then they set the offsides lines. So that technology is out there.
No, it does. No, no, no. I'm not saying – they're not saying it doesn't exist.
No, I understand.
They're saying they're going to use is something like this. So. Yeah. That's cool, but 9 times out of 10, we're never questioning if he was down or not. It's always like where he was down and where the ball was.
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
Cool, ball was, he's for sure. down, but now we have to go and do the whole fucking old man test and let a guy look at a video and check. So if it gets put in, it better be put in on the ball as well. And then
for sure.
Fucking Microsoft Surface.
It'll be on the boss.
Wi-Fi.
On this report, it's saying no.
That's insane.
That makes no sense.
Irish. while we're talking about old men deciding what's good, what's bad, I mean, the biggest news today actually was, you know, that you can't with the hip drop tackling thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I thought you were going to talk about Ohtani.
I know, me too.
Well, we could talk about that as well, but yeah, the basically like tackling from the hip, like grabbing somebody on the hip and throwing him.
Jordan Travis.
I mean, it happens. They say it happens once a game, which is an increase 60% or something like that from the video that I saw, which is crazy. I feel like that's just like football. That's football. Tackling. Hip tackling.
Well, I think we're starting to become pussies.
We're becoming pussies.
This is what people were saying when they were like, you can't hit the quarterback. You can't tackle with the crown of your helmet.
Well, I mean, that's another thing, yeah. The quarterback, they like, you should be able to hit the quarterback, you know?
Yeah,
like,
that's gotten out of control.
You can't even fucking touch the quarterback.
Yeah, you touch
if
quarterback,
it's a star,
it's a flag.
If it's a star quarterback,
flag.
Just
even if
flag.
It's not a star quarterback, think about the FSU Florida game where we literally just sacked the quarterback.
Yeah, that one got called. Like, flags were flying from everywhere. Like, yeah,
it's crazy. No, I'm fully on board with that. Hip drop, I really don't know enough about, like you're saying, it's increased 60%. I don't know enough about like why it's increased and how they're going to be able to stop it to really comment on that. But isn't that the tackle that hurt Jordan Travis was a hip drop?
If
I'm not mistaken, I thought it was.
You might be right, but I don't know. I have no idea.
So, biasly, fuck that tackle.
Oh, yeah. On that regard, yeah, yes. Ban that.
Fuck it.
You start to get these, and we're going to, what's going to happen is, and we've all made this fucking claim, was, we'll be in the middle of a game watching the game, and these our team will be on defense. He'll be like, just fucking tackle him, you know? No. He can't. He fucking can. It's not his fault. He can't tackle from the hip. He can't tackle with his head. He can't tackle, you know, below the waist.
Like, how do you want me to tackle him?
You know, fucking, you have a certain area, a certain time, and a certain place that you can tackle this person. At some point, like, we got to stop. Look, this is a dangerous game. Fucking people are going to get hurt.
You're also
getting paid millions and millions of dollars that you're jeopardizing your career for sure. But at the same time, like, we have to draw the line somewhere. We can't protect everybody in a violent fucking sport like this.
True. Well, and I saw an interview. I can't remember who it was. I want to say it was a wide receiver. And he was talking about, like, when they first try to get rid of like helmet to helmet contact, he was like, yeah, like I get what they're going for, but then people started taking out my knees, and he's like, I'm much more likely to be able to like continue playing from getting hit in the head, like, than I am, like, if they hit me in my right knee, that's like I'm done, maybe for my entire career.
Like I said, we got to figure out a way to draw the line.
Yes, 100%. Well, and if we're going to
am I saying it wrong? Is it?
No, I think you're saying it fine.
My thing is, if we're going to keep like making defense harder, then we need to compensate and make fucking like let defense get a little more handsy. Like, I'm not saying let them fucking tackle the guy when he's running a route, but like,
oh, never mind.
I feel like we need to call off. I've said it before. Offensive pass interference needs to get called way more than it does. It's absurd how many offensive, like, at least 5 times a game. I'm like, he literally pushed the defensive back. Like, if the defensive back did that to him, it's called every single time.
Yep.
So, like, absurd. If we're going to make tackling impossible, we're going to make defensive pass interference absolutely insane. We need to level it out and let defenders be able to put their hands on a little more and maybe call a little more offensive pass interference to balance it out. Otherwise, it's just going to be, like you said, it's going to be, you can't tackle anyone. If you do, it's a penalty. If you slightly touch them, it's a penalty. Games are going to end up being 70-63 with no defense. It's going to be boring as fuck.
Or exciting as fuck.
No, that's boring as fuck to me.
Scoring every play?
Yes.
Let's get Jose horny.
Ooh.
I feel like that's all you've done all episode. We're going to talk some baseball. Get excited, folks. Let's just finish off the 7 minutes of heaven with some baseball. Somebody talk to me about the Ohtani shit. Jose, you want to talk about it?
Who knows the most about that?
Yeah, I don't know.
I have the very surface level of what's going on.
Same.
Surface level, there was
Jay, do you have a lot of information on this?
Of him, yeah. Right. His translator basically stole a bunch of money, and then supposedly. It turned into a betting thing, supposedly, and then it turned into a betting thing, and then that guy who's a translator was basically saying, no, actually, what's-his-face was, like, it was, like, almost, like, money laundering, you can call it, like, into betting, and then now they're, like, it's he said, she said kind of shit. Oh. So.
What do you mean it turned into money laundering? I'm a little confused on that.
What's that?
I don't know what you mean with the money laundering thing. I'm not being a dick. I really don't know.
Well, no. I mean, like, in the sense that the other rumor, right, Jose, is that it was actually Otani betting, but using him through the bets.
So that's what people are guessing.
But betting through the translator.
Yeah.
So betting is sports betting is illegal in state of California.
All sports.
And there was an investigation that was done. This report that came out where Otani's name popped up. That's how this whole thing started. And then when they questioned him on it, then he was like, oh, it's not me. It's my translator. By the way, he's also been stealing money from me.
The first report that came out was that this guy had been betting on his own and Otani paid his betting debts of $4 million.
Yes.
Which opened up a lot of people were like, how did he get $4 million? He makes like $200K a year. So how does he have $4.3 million to even lose?
Is there a record of him paying that?
I think there's a record of him losing that money. And what's being questioned is, was it stolen? Was it stolen? Did he steal it from Otani, or did Otani pay his debts?
Otani is saying that he stole the money from him and he didn't realize that, you know, these $4 million were taken out of his bank account, which honestly, if I was Otani and making that amount of money, I probably wouldn't realize that that money was gone either. But
especially
it's just all very suspect. It's all very weird. Yeah, you could just say sus.
Thank you. Very sus.
Yeah. It's very sus. And of course, Rob Manfred is just can't do anything right, and is literally just going to get attacked by people no matter what. Baseball commissioner Rob Manfred waited forever to say anything about it. And of course, because this guy is probably the best baseball player to have
the
ever,
star
to ever
they've been trying team. To make him the face of baseball because he's global too.
Yep. Yes. Yeah. So there's tons of money in him. And so of course, he was like, oh, I'm going to wait. I'm not going to say anything. But they waited forever to say anything about it. And so now, of course, there's more backlash because they're like, well, what if Otani did indeed bet on games? Would baseball just like turn their, just be like, pretend like they didn't see it? Or would they actually?
It would be a really big black eye for baseball.
Well, let's.
Huge.
I mean, I think the biggest thing that a lot of people are talking about is Pete Rose, you know, who's.
Yeah.
Blacklisted from the fucking Hall of Fame, blacklisted from being in any stadium, basically. I think, did Cincinnati bring him back? I don't remember if they did or not, but
I don't know. And from what I recall about Pete, I could be wrong, correct me if I'm wrong, he always bet on them to win. He never actually bet on them to lose.
He always bet to win.
Well, and like, so again, I mean, it's Twitter. I'm sure 95% of what I've read is false. But like, there's people out there claiming that the same day the translator was like making bets, like he bet, you know, $200,000 on this game that Otani was pitching. He bet the over and Otani gave up like 6 runs that game. And then he's like, Whoa. He bet again. Ooh. This is just what I've read on Twitter. This 100% could be false, but that goes back to what Jose's saying about like waiting to make the statement. That gives these type of people, whether it's true or not, more chances to start speculating and start tossing Absolutely. Out fake or real rumors. And it's so hard to fucking tell when, you know, 3-4 days have gone by. And so like all you're getting is all this shit. You're hearing all this stuff except from the person actually involved. So it's really hard to know what's going on.
Now, Otani did make a statement today.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Which
and said it was stolen, declined. Right? He was like, he said, my close friend stole from me, basically.
He said the through his translator.
Yep. Yes. The new
That's
translator.
Crazy.
The new one.
That's crazy. I'll be interested to see how that plays out. We did have our fantasy baseball draft. So we were all in this draft.
I drafted Otani.
I was going to say, I did not draft Otani based off of that.
I took the risk. I said, fuck it.
And also, nothing's going to happen to him. Nothing's going to happen to him.
He's just such a he's such a huge deal in baseball right now. They would have to have like a picture of him walking into like a bookie's office.
It's like
it says, boom, for betting on today's game written on it.
Did you guys see pictures of his translator? His translator actually has like a similar haircut as Pete Rose. It's kind of funny.
Oh shit!
For real,
Pete Rose had like a box cut, like really shitty.
Yeah,
haircut.
Yeah. Like Lego hair.
Look at it. Yeah,
that's funny.
You know, my people like my mom hate Pete Rose because of that, and it makes me wonder. Like, yeah, shit would have changed.
I mean, it's like Chase said. You never bet on this team to lose, so there's no.
What they call him, Charlie Hustle, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
he was like He's, fucking.
Greatest baseball player is one of the greatest baseball players that ever played a game.
Yeah, that's sad. But you know, you do the crime and you get fucked. I think it's the same.
That's exactly I think how it goes actually.
And it's interesting because they've asked Manfred, and baseball has had opportunities to reinstate Pete Rose so that he can actually be involved in baseball again, and the Hall of Fame, and they're just like no. Like, even now, the decision is still that Pete Rose is blacklisted for baseball.
I think they're scared of just betting in general being such a slippery slope. I get it. I really do get it from both perspectives.
As
it
they're
sucks.
Probably sponsored now. You know,
yeah, by DraftKings or by some fucking
Oh, it's hypocritical as shit, but...
Sponsored by DraftKings, but he's not coming back.
This game brought to you by ESPN Bets, you know, like...
What is going on out there? How could this happen? Let's ask our DraftKings correspondent.
What are your thoughts about this?
Yeah, exactly. But baseball is coming up. Do we want to give do we want to wait? Let's wait on the World Series predictions.
We can wait. That's fine.
What the fuck's going on with Itani? We just talked about less than a week from opening day. Are you guys getting
Thursday,
a little bit
Don't forget to set your lineups.
Getting a little
Thursday,
bit excited.
We got to set on Thursday.
Thank you for saying that.
Thursday's good comms today. There.
That's very good comms indeed.
I'm set them right now.
As they're literally all setting their lineups right now.
Yeah, we're all going to set our lineups now that you just said that. Thank you.
Okay, I got my calendar alert. There you go.
It's Thursday this time, but when is it locked for our fantasy? Is it Sundays or Mondays?
So fantasy doesn't lock. It's not like football where it locks like all at one time. It'll lock at. Oh no, I'm sorry. I'm kidding. That's completely the wrong information.
Oh shit!
It
definitely
locks.
Say, yeah.
It fully locks at the first pitch. So whenever the very first game is
Monday.
On Thursday,
unlike football.
Well, this Thursday, unlike football, yes. Unlike football, yeah. This Thursday, whenever the first game is, which I believe it's 1 o'clock. It will lock for a week and a half. It's a long week. This week,
because it typically locks on Monday's first pitch.
That's right.
Then it'll be
Mondays.
It'll be Monday's first pitch.
Okay.
Set that reminder for Sunday.
Man, I remember I went to fucking AJ's with Justin, my good buddy Justin, on opening day. We had our fantasy fucking baseball lineup set, and they had like fucking six screens with six games on it. First pitch coming out, I was fucking rock hard with a drink in my hand. Nothing to do for the day. Is there anything better than that? Could you think of anything better?
That's
than
the best.
Rest in peace.
You got no responsibilities.
Paul and I used to take that day. Paul, I think, still takes opening day off.
You should. Good for you, Paul.
Yeah, it's great. I'm excited.
Cubs fan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Cubbies, we're looking to be, you know, get in the mix. That's what we're trying to do this year. I wouldn't say we're gonna be, you know, World Series contenders. But
never, would anyone have said Arizona last year or even Texas necessarily?
We're trying to get in the mix. We're trying to get in the dance, baby. I think we'll be top 10 though. Top 10 team in the majors. We're kind of borderline right now, but you know, we need some things to go our way. We got a good young team. Got some prospects coming up. You know, so we'll see how it goes.
You make it to the postseason, anything can fucking happen.
It's very true.
It's true.
Braves, top three, top two team. Yankees, what are we talking, Jose?
I think Seattle is going to be a surprising team in the American League. Mm-hmm. I think they have the best rotation.
I think
Baltimore is going to be really good this year, too.
Good year, Jay. Come on, get your gear.
Come back now. Come back.
You know, Houston's
right
gonna
can't count them out.
Houston,
the defending World Series champs,
the defending World Series champs will be in there. So I'd say the Yankees are probably somewhere in that like four to five
sort of.
I really like your lineup. Adding fucking Soto and even Alex, was it Verdugo?
One of the best players in the world. Yeah.
Well, I'm saying, yes.
Yeah.
But I'm saying their lineup was already pretty good, and then they add two above average players.
I honestly thought about taking. I had the number one pick in the fantasy draft. I thought about taking Soto. I'm gonna be honest. I really think he's going to
be. I was
like,
if you would do it, I was like, because I was number two, and I was like,
I really
because he's a lefty, right?
I really think he's going to have a great
year. So that short porch in right field,
he's going to have a great year, and he's fucking killing it in spring training.
I mean, he's a great fucking player.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, Jay, you bored yet?
Trying to set my lineup. Motherfucker.
No, he's locked in. He's like, I'm adjusting. I want to say.
All right, folks.
Right,
we don't got too much else for fucking 7 minutes in heaven. We appreciate you coming in today. Make sure you follow us on all socials. Cup to Cup Show. No spaces. Don't put any spaces in that shit. Cup to Cup Show. What, Jay?
I love it. Don't put any fucking spaces in that shit.
Well, don't. I mean, because, like, look, for instance, I was trying to look up our YouTube page, and I put the Cup to Cup Show, and it was like brought up all sorts of bullshit. Cup to Cup Show, no spaces, boom, right there we are. So Cup to Cup Show, all socials, including TikTok, YouTube, X, Facebook. If you're on our Facebook, get on our Facebook group, the CTC OnlyFans, where you're going to vote to see a lot of things happening. Mm-hmm. Here soon, you're going to need everybody to vote on things. If you're not
like
sure
vote the correct way, you're not going to vote the correct way. Don't vote.
Vote with your heart.
Vote with your heart.
Vote for what will give the podcast more content.
Vote for love.
Vote for what will give you more content.
Vote for love. Just do that. Vote for love. Anyways, Jason hates vote for love.
Fucking weird.
Jay, you got anything else for the podcast? For 7 minutes of heaven?
No, just set your lineup, guys.
Set your lineup, guys.
Reminder, lineup, don't forget, guys. Set your lineup.
All right, love you guys. Bye.
Bye.
Holla.